fellas, you know Degree Cool Rush deodorant, right? Well, last year they changed the formula, and guys were mad about it. One dude even started a petition. So guess what? Degree heard us, admitted they messed up, and brought the original Cool Rush scent back exactly how it was. And it's in Walmart, Target, and other stores now for under $4. So grab some and remember why its cool, crisp, and fresh scent made it the number one men's antiperspirant for the last decade. Degree Cool Rush is back, and it smells like victory for all of us.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task, unless you have a partner like Shopify. They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.
But I also was on the ticket, quite honestly, you know, because I could code talk to white guys watching football fixing their truck, doing that I could put them at ease. I was the permission structure to say, look, you can do this and vote for this.
Right. Exactly. So Tim Walz, again, showing how astute he is on politics at Harvard, speaking, the governor of Minnesota, about why he was put on the ticket with Kamala Harris. Joining us now, Tommy Lahren, who said this all along. The thing about Tim Walz, every time I say something negative about it, Tommy, you'd always say, but remember, he can code talk to white people, Brian. Yes. So, and you try to rein me in and try to curtail my critiques.
Yes, he's a code talker. He's the ultimate white guy in his mind. The thing about Tim Walz is he's the last one to know that he is the joke. He is the punchline, and he doesn't realize it. These people that are having him speak, I honestly think it's because it gets him some notoriety. The clip is going to get played. No matter what he says, it's going to go viral somewhere because it's going to be ridiculous. And whoever's asking him, you know, they just want the publicity out of it. But he really thinks that people take him seriously. He is not getting the hint.
Right. He's not. But who is going to get a hint? Is Crockett getting the hint? She thinks this is her time, she said yesterday. And she went on to say that she really believes that she should be the ranking member on the Oversight Committee. She's been there a year and a half, right? She's done nothing but get headlines, make, I think, crazy, embarrassing statements, but got her on Jimmy Kimmel. She's going against AOC and it's going against guys like Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts for that spot. Do you think that is there a Democratic establishment to rein her in the way they reined in the squad like Nancy Pelosi did?
I don't think so. And I think when you have people like David Hogg out there saying, hey, listen, I'm going to primary all the stale Democrats, I think that that message has been heard loud and clear. And Carvo might not like it, but it doesn't really matter. It's not his party anymore. So I think you're going to see the ones that are able to get attention. They're going to be the ones that are going to rise, at least for the first couple of years. As you get closer to 28, the adults are going to have to come back in the room, you'd assume. But for now, it's going to be who can get as much attention as Donald Trump can. And if you can, then we will make you, I guess, our unofficial poster child.
All right. So I think this is important. So Howard Enten, who's kind of an entertaining pollster, fiscal comedy, you know, they talked about Trump's numbers being bad. But he also pointed out when they put Trump's numbers against other Democrats, he still wins. Listen to him on CNN Cut 38.
If Democrats think that at this particular point, just because Donald Trump is unpopular, that they're going to run away with it like a Heisman Trophy winner, that is not necessarily the case. These numbers should be a major wake-up call for Democrats. Despite Donald Trump's unpopularity in the polls, when you actually go up against him and you put Democrats' names against him, when you put Republicans as a whole up against him, Republicans and Donald Trump do considerably better. And that is why Democrats, in fact, cannot count their chickens just yet, because those eggs have not cracked at this particular moment.
Is that, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's like, okay, you know, you don't like this. Okay, that's pretty expected. 50% of the country didn't vote for you. And then he's doing controversial. Every time you do make a decision, you could be FDR and Lincoln. You're going to tick somebody off. So when you get in and actually do the job, you're going to do it. And that when this guy was smart enough to put him against Democrats, there's no one regrets what's going on right now. And there's no real big surprise, is there?
No, and I also cannot figure out the alternative that Democrats are providing for anybody. You don't like deporting illegal aliens. Okay, we get it. You don't like tariffs. You don't like, I guess, a minerals deal in Ukraine. You don't like anything that he's doing, but you have no alternatives. The only alternative that's being provided is by Bernie and AOC, who are saying free things for everybody. That's the only alternative I'm hearing, because they don't offer anything else. So if you hate everything he's doing, you have to have an alternative. They have none. Mm-hmm. It's just, we hate him. Well, that's going to get old, and it's gotten old. And you're not providing anything for anyone to get excited about.
So they're looking to dig in on certain areas. For example, the deportations. And Kilmar Borrego Garcia is the one they were diving into. Not so much this week as prior weeks. But this week, last night, Fox Digital was able to obtain video of the 2020 pullover by a state policeman when this Maryland man, was able to pick up at least eight people from Texas and looked to be driving into, I think, Illinois in order to human trafficking. Now, it's not Tommy Lahren saying this, Tommy. It's not Brian Kilmeade saying it. The cop at the time looked into the camera and explained what he was seeing. They shut down the camera for 10 minutes, at which time we understand they called the FBI. The FBI said, take pictures, let him go. That's Christopher Wray's FBI.
Yeah. And it was in Tennessee, which is my home state, which really bothers me because I'm wondering how many more Kilmar Borrego Garcias were doing the exact same thing in Tennessee or any other state. And you have your great law enforcement officers calling in saying, we see this as a problem. And they're like, yeah, let it go. It's catch and release. Catch and release in every instance. But you realize that you're letting these people just go and who knows what they're going to do. Particularly for me, when living in Tennessee, I'm like, so this guy was just driving through my state. Who knows what else he was going to do? Who knows the people he's got with him? We're a tourist state. We're the bachelorette capital of the world. You're just going to let these people just go on and just hope for the best? I mean, that's really what it was. Like, we'll just hope for the best.
Right.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
So you think that right now, possibly some Democrats are wondering, should we go in a bath for this guy?
Well, it's due process, Brian. That's the news. It's not Maryland man anymore. It's due process. I think that's a hard sell to your everyday American.
It's still Maryland man today in the Washington Post. It still said Maryland man because evidently there's a pushback among his stories written up today's Washington Post where they talk about a 16-year-old fleeing from a gang, rival gang, getting to our border and getting in and the relief the family felt because they were being harassed so significantly over in El Salvador. Ilhan Omar was asked by a reporter, the Daily Caller, is she still going to bat for Garcia? Cut 39.
Do you think more of your Democratic colleagues should be traveling to El Salvador to advocate on behalf of Rodrigo Garcia?
I think you should off.
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry, what, Congresswoman? Who should?
You.
Why me?
We're not taking any questions right now, but here you go.
Yeah, thanks.
I love that he goes, really? Which I makes him repeat it and then said, why should I do that? Like, what did I do? I love it. Like, just does she think that that's a good PR move or has the squad hit their head on the ceiling?
They're so hostile and they're so just unpleasant and nasty. And they've always been that way. They're never happy. I've never seen them happy.
Look at the kid she raised. That angry kid protesting at Columbia.
Yeah, it's anger and it's a hatred for America, which is incredible because you're somebody who really benefited from the compassion of this country. That's a whole other thing, though. Democrats will still go to bat for Kilmar Borrego Garcia. They'll just say even the worst of the worst get due process. And it just so happens that due process is going to take 30 million years. But you know what? That's fine. Due process.
So Senator Chris Van Hollen, who famously went over there and did every Sunday show 2 weeks ago, was asked yesterday, now that it comes to light about two separate domestic abuse charges where his are they married? Okay, they're married. Beat her twice, where she's scared for her life, and then he got an order of protection two separate times. And now we find out about the trafficking caught on video. Cut 23.
I have repeatedly said that we're not vouching for Kilmar Borrego Garcia. We are vouching for his constitutional rights, because if you trample over his constitutional rights, you threaten them for every American and everybody who resides in America.
Really? Am I rights in danger?
Yeah.
If the human trafficker here illegally who beats his wife and joins a gang, if he gets deported, I'm going to get deported?
So here's, again, what's going to be a hard sell to the American people. What you're saying is you think that this man getting his umpteenth day in court, you think that that is more important than the safety and security of Americans who have to live near him and have them in their communities. You want them to play Russian roulette and just hope that this guy's next trial will go well. That's what they're saying here. They're saying that these people, they deserve more of the benefit of the doubt, even though they came to this country illegally, even though they're suspected gang members, they deserve more of the benefit of the doubt than the American that's like, I don't want this in my community.
And you know, the thing is, when the Department of Justice attorney said, you know, we made a mistake, we shouldn't have deported him, I thought, okay, maybe they did. But the more you think about it, they didn't make a mistake. He was on the list of MS-13 people on slate to be deported that the previous administration had no interest in doing. So they get to him and they say, yeah, well, even if you looked at that and say, why can't he go to El Salvador? Well, the gang, his rival gang, is no longer in existence, and his gang is literally all jailed. So we'll send him to the jail where they can have meetings again. So he's gone, right? Trafficking, domestic abuse. He does profile exactly the same way. So I don't know what they're talking about overall, but I think if they dig in, it's a huge mistake, and I think the president knows that. You have to do Outnumbered, right?
I do.
Are you going to play yourself on that show?
I am, and right. I'm wearing black today as my color on the wheel, if you couldn't tell. So I decided to bring, you know, the positive vibe of black to the other colorful ladies on the table.
Can I play one more bite before
Please.
You go? So who is? So we pointed out that Ilhan Omar isn't the future, that AOC might be popular, we'll see. That we also pointed out Kamala Harris in the past, terrible speech this week.
The elephants.
But what about Wes Moore?
Okay.
He was on The View. Listen to what he said. Cut 42.
I think that means you have to run. Are you going to run?
I am not running.
You're not?
I'm not running.
It's saying that. You're saying that for sure?
I'm not running. I'm really excited about the work that's happening right now in the state of Maryland.
So I think that was interesting. All he had to say was, I'm keeping all my doors open. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard said, I'm keeping all my doors open.
No, this is strategic. Nobody wants to be the face of the Democrat Party right now.
Interesting.
And if he says, I'm thinking about it, then all of a sudden he's thinking about it. You don't want to be associated with Democrats right now. Not right now. So he's smart. And there's going to be others that are going to wait in the wings. They're going to wait for this circus to play out. And then they're going to come in and they're going to be the more stable voice of reason. They don't want any part of this right now. And that's very wise. Let all these other clowns, you know, parade around the court jesters, and the ones that are actually serious, they're not going to surface for probably another 2 years.
Tommy Lahren, I hope you surface on Outnumbered at the top of the hour.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. I hope you will join me every Tuesday and Thursday as we navigate life together and hopefully find ourselves a little bit better on the other side.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.